consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, hello, my loves. I have my wonderful, sexy silver fox, Dan Haig, here as well.
Good morning, all.
It's another episode of Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank. And it is our official day one here in our new place, new space of Kelowna, British Columbia.
Woo!
And if you haven't checked us out on social media, at Bold Sexy Warrior on Instagram or Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior, or even my personal Facebook page, Rosalind Fung, I definitely encourage you to the view that we have of the Okanagan Lake and the mountains is incredible.
I love it. It's absolutely amazing to go to sleep seeing all the nights of the city across the lake, and then wake up and you have this big beautiful lake on the mountains, right?
Yeah, so close to nature. In fact, that's what our episode is about today, is answering a lot of the questions that you all have been asking. Like, how did we even come to this decision of moving, and why Kelowna? What was that decision process like for each of us? I'm sure that if you've been following me for a while, you know that it hasn't been really easy. How did the actual move go? Did we get into any fights?
maybe.
How have our kids, Everest and Logan, who are 9 and 7 right now, been handling it all? And how have our family and friends been handling our move? And so, if you haven't found my about my dirty little secrets and something I discovered about myself, stay tuned. And what are our next big goals for the rest of 2021 and 2022? And how we really want to talk about, because now September is here. It's the final quarter of 2021. So really reviewing, how did you do this year? And it's not too late. It's not too late. I mean, we have another quarter to accomplish the goals that you have. And Dan's going to share some important financial considerations to really consider and pay attention to in this final quarter.
And how to set yourself up for success. That's
yes,
what it comes down to.
That is what Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank is all about. Here to be in service to you so you can be inspired, empower, and be a catalyst. We want to be catalysts for you to help you create your changes that you deeply desire. So before we answer all of these questions and go right into our episode, I want to remind you that today, August 31st, 2021, is our final day for our special discounted offer for our Elevate Your Wealth with Ease bundle. Okay, so we put on this August promo because it was my 40th birthday this month, and it was also our 15th year wedding anniversary. So we really, really love to celebrate and create special offers for our audience. And so we are here to support you to manifest more money in this course. You'll get a better understanding of what gets in your way of manifesting more money. You'll have a clear path to having a sacred relationship with money so that you can confidently call in more money. How to communicate about money peacefully and intimately with not just your partner, if you are in a committed relationship, but first and foremost with yourself, right? How do you go into relationship with money? And then based on that, how do you have a healthier way to communicate about money with your partner? Okay, that's what we love to teach. And then we also share, our special guest, Janet Key, shares the power of knowing your sacred money archetypes and how you can discover what yours is. And also we will talk about the 6 key pillars of building wealth and the practical tips to apply right away. Our guest speaker, Jennifer Prediker, is also the one that shares this. And in this bundle, you will also have access to my Sacred Sales Meditation Album, which is infused with light language activations to help you feel safe in your relationship with money, to really embody the frequency of wealth, to ask for money with ease, and to receive it with even more grace. So this is only for the special offer of $40 until tonight, 11:59 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then the price goes back up to its regular price, which is $88. So you can check out the show notes to see the link, or go to a link in my bio for an Instagram Bold Sexy Warrior. All right. So if you are new to us, welcome, welcome. Just a quick background with Dan and I, how we came about to create pleasure in the bedroom and bank. We do have, this is probably like our 6th or 7th episode.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, on Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Dan, do you want to describe your background?
Sure. So I am a certified financial planner. I work with clients across Canada to help implement strategies to make them, you know, help them get the best use of their money, but also more importantly, help them feel confident about what they're doing is going to help them achieve their goals. Because, you know, we can always talk about charts and graphs and numbers till we're blue in the face, but really peace of mind, confidence in knowing that you're on the right course of action. That's the most important thing. That's what people are looking for. So I help people achieve that.
Awesome. And so my background, I'm a former registered psychologist. I was in private practice for 11 years. I have a master's in marriage and family therapy. So both of us combined have tons of experience in working with couples, both on a psychological level and for on a financial level. And of course, we both love to speak and teach and empower other people to really move into building wealth and being the frequency of wealth, which is an inside out job. Richness starts from the inside. And so as you shift whatever is happening on in your internal world, when it comes to your belief systems around money, around relationships, around boundaries, around how you really show up in your life, your results are what you manifest. So if you have some results in your life that you don't want, right? Just look at what you don't want in your life right now. Those are results. You've manifested that. Okay, so whether you want it or not, you manifest it. So if you want something different, you need to shift what's happening on the subconscious level and then align your behaviors with how you really want to show up, your next level version of you. So picture this. Dan and I are actually sitting in our new bed.
Pleasure in the bedroom.
And we are cozied up because as we are looking out, it's actually pretty chilly today for Kelowna. And this is a good thing. It's been raining, which is good because many of you may know that there's forest fires here in the past couple months.
Yeah, throughout the whole summer.
Yeah, throughout BC. So we welcome the rain. It's really actually pretty to look out the window and see the beautiful Lake Okanagan and just gorgeous seeing it just raining and drizzling. So how did we start? Let's talk about how we started this whole decision on moving. I think a lot of people are surprised that it wasn't my idea.
Yeah, I mean, when COVID was becoming a big thing and flipping the world upside down, What it did open up for us, for me more so, was the ability to work from anywhere. And I just kept on thinking back, well, whenever Roz and I go on vacation, when it's within Canada, it always seems to be BC. We are drawn to British Columbia. So if we're able to work from anywhere we want and we really enjoy British Columbia, why not live there, right? So there was a process that I went through, and I threw some different ideas and options out to my lovely wife, and we eventually settled on Kelowna. We're trying it out for a while, and I think it's fantastic that we get to, live in a lifestyle that we crave and we think, we deserve as well. And we're able to implement this in our lives. This is something that I've wanted for a long period of time, and I'm making it happen.
Yeah, and sorry, hon, I don't know if you mentioned it was actually the after the first lockdown.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
when the decision was like Dan, because normally you're even though you're certified across Canada, a lot of your clients when we lived in Edmonton wanted to see you in person, but because of COVID, it was like, well,
Everyone's embracing Zoom,
yeah,
phone more so. Yeah, everyone's
totally.
embracing that. So,
Totally. So,
and even as a side note, I just realized that my top five clients don't live in Edmonton. So that's quite interesting. So why do I need to be in Edmonton if my top clients also don't live in Edmonton?
So when Dan brought it up, he really flooded me with the idea. It was like after first lockdown, and I'm just like having a heck of a time trying to cope with it because kids were at home. We were all homeschool, like we were homeschooling them. My brother was living with us, and it was just like
It was intense.
really, really intense. And I, of course, my best coping mechanisms at that point in time was to really like, go outside and hang out with my friends, and my social time recharges me as an extrovert. So at that point in time, I was like, oh my goodness. Like Dan brought up the idea of, hey, why don't we move to BC? And then for the next 3 years, each year we live in a different place. I'm like, hold up. I'm like even just processing moving right now. So it was even more overwhelming for me. My high self was like, yeah, like that would be really amazing and what an adventure. But because I was navigating emotionally and mentally through the first lockdown, I was in a really hard place to take that in. And it just felt really overwhelming for me because I am, as extrovert as I am, I really do, I'm a love at roots and foundations, and I didn't realize how much. So it has been no secrets, if you've been following me, that I really had to do a lot of inner child work. And COVID last year was just such a beautiful deepening and soul expansion experience for me to come home deeper to myself and reach places I've never reached before. In fact, and it's been shared in a different episode where it's just like I really elevated to 7D, which I've never experienced before. So it was so beautiful. And now home is inside, and I've been actually a lot more, need more quiet time, and I'm less extroverted. So still extroverted on that scale, but a lot less. All right. And so that's been our decision process. And so moving forward, like let's talk about what happened next for us once we made that decision. I guess we started doing research and we're like, where in BC do we want to live? And why did we choose Kelowna?
Well, for me, it came down to what hit all my bucket list goals that I wanted to achieve. I wanted to live in, a city by water. I wanted to live by mountains, and I wanted to have the ability to go mountain biking and do the things that I want to do in the middle of a Wednesday instead of just on weekends, right? And we looked at Vancouver itself, which is a beautiful city. Though it is rather intense living there. We looked at Vancouver Island, which we are
Probably
pretty familiar with.
the
Yeah,
opposite of intense.
it's a little sleepy out there, right? You
Dan's
know,
parents retired out there, and they lived out there for how many years?
about 15 years, 16 years, Great place to retire. I don't know if it's so great to raise a young family. But then we
No, it's
settled,
too slow for me.
yeah.
Too slow.
And then we settled on Kelowna because it kind of checked all the boxes. And we're about 1/2 kilometer away from a small mountain, which is going to be fun to hike up, to bike up. We're steps away from a beach.
Literally, like
Literally.
literally, we are living in a vacation resort right now. I guess
Got
that maybe that's where we can talk about this.
we got 2 swimming pools here and 2 hot tubs.
You guys, it's got the vibes. Like Kelowna, I see it as like the San Diego of Canada. And you see it as.
As more like the Phoenix or the Palm Springs of Canada.
So either way,
It's
it's all the vibes.
a desirable place to live, yes, for sure.
So we live in a vacation resort. It's condo style. We live at the top floor. It's 6 floors, and we live in a beautiful suite with a loft. So it's about 1,900 square footage, and it's an Airbnb. So our move is actually not permanent. This is for the next 10 months. So basically the year, the school year. And what we've decided to do as well with our home is hire a property management company that specializes in Airbnb and convert our beautiful 2,812 square footage home into an Airbnb in Edmonton. So it's a really great passive income.
And the whole idea behind it is to let somebody else deal with it, right? This property management
Yes,
company
delegate.
takes care of every aspect of it. So we don't have to worry about it.
So awesome. Like really, really awesome. So, and we've heard so many great things about doing Airbnb that it's like, well, let's try it out. Let's invest of course, we invest in new furniture and whatever needs to be put in. As soon as we found out about like, hey, a hot tub gets you listed at the top, we're like, we're getting one right now.
And
So
if none of this works out, well, it's a 10-month move. We move back to our home and we said, "Great, we tried it. Nothing lost."
exactly, only adventures gained. And that's the thing. Like we'll probably know within the next 5 months if we want to stay here.
Make it permanent or not?
Or, and then wherever our next adventure goes. So we're gonna pause here, go into commercial, and share the rest of our decision making in this process when we come back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next
expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back, my love. So we were just talking about how we decided to convert our home into an Airbnb, bring in another stream of income passively, which is so beautiful. And so that just, you know, gets you to start thinking about how, because wealth is really, do you want to define wealth actually, honey?
Yeah, well, to me, wealth is a mindset. Wealth is feeling mm-hmm. that you're in a, comfortable is too soft of a word for me, but comfort is really what it comes down to. If you're not, if you're feeling that you're in a place where you're achieving your life goals and you're happy and you have peace of mind, mm-hmm. what it comes down to, you know, confidence and peace of mind is what I help my clients achieve when I create their financial plans for them. And then in that sense, they feel wealthy.
Yes, absolutely. What are some of the questions you ask them so that you can start helping them achieve their goals?
Yeah, so I like to understand what their own personal histories are with money, because we all come from different backgrounds. My parents were a nun and a priest, and they had,
you heard that correctly.
They had some interesting concepts about money. My mom grew up to parents who were Depression era kids, so she carried that mentality with her, and my dad was quite ignorant with how money works. So I like to understand from my clients what their personal beliefs are. I like to see their body language too, because if you say the word debt or tax and people just cringe, that means they quite honestly don't understand it. So I like to help them understand how it works and how it doesn't have to be this big ominous thing that hangs over them. With the right education, with the right plan, you can get through it and you can get it behind you.
I love that you just mentioned that you notice your client's body language when it comes to how they go into the relationship with money and aspects of money. I don't think every financial planner is natural at that.
Yeah, well, there's, like I mentioned, I like to bring the human element into financial planning, and you can just tell if people are stressed out about money, if people are overwhelmed about money, if they tense up, and also how prepared people are too. Some people, whenever they get a document in the mail, they shred it, right? Or there's some people who keep everything in a shoebox and they say, here, Dan, take a look at this, help me out. And I'm like, okay, well, this is going to take a bit of time. and then there's people who've got their own spreadsheets and they've got everything outlined, and that's fantastic in its own sense too, right? It's interesting to see all the different perspectives people have on money and how to manage it. Some people, like I say, are very anal, for lack of a better term, and they're looking up their investments every single day. Other people are like laissez-faire, whatever happens, happens. So it's quite interesting.
It's quite a spectrum. Yeah, for sure. So, and Dan and I actually dive deeper into this in our Manifest More Money bundle. So do make sure, if you're like, ooh, I want to hear more about Dan's story, I want to hear more about Rosalynn's background and just her experiences in growing up in her family, because it was not a, rich Asians kind of situation.
What's that movie from a few years ago? Crazy Rich. Rich. Yeah, not my wife.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe this is the crazy part, though. Crazy Asian part?
I'm glad you said that, not me.
But honestly, we have so much fun sharing and inspiring others, and then also giving you practical financial strategies so that you can implement it to start building your wealth, or looking at ways and how to create and expand your wealth energy and embody this frequency. Because it really is an attitude. It is a way of being. Wealthy is a way of being. It's not what you do, right? It's who you are first and what you're envisioning, how you're being. And wealth starts again from the inside. Richness starts from the inside. Okay, so coming back to our story. So we're here for the 10 months. And we'll share a little bit about our goals for the rest of the year in a bit here. But I want to share, like, how has the actual moving process been as I've been working through the inside and shifting mind, rearranging and recalibrating. Now, it's probably been like, I started getting more excited a month out, but feeling really surreal, like as we were slowly packing. I'm one of those people, I'm not gonna lie, I'm one of those people that like procrastinate and then last minute I'm like, and I'm like packing like crazy, because I feel way more like, it's like that rush you get from, you know, that deadline.
Nothing quite as motivating as a fast approaching deadline for pretty much anything in life, right?
And it's really funny because, like, I don't actually get super stressed. It just gives me a high, which is kind of like, I think a lot of people can relate with that. But I've been getting more excited. It's been feeling really surreal a month out and almost like in disbelief. And, you know, thank you so much to those of you who have like been cheering us on. If you look at my Facebook lives and stories, there's been tons of people who are just like loving us up and sharing thank yous and wishes to our new adventures. And it's been really fun. So our friends have been, you know, really, really supportive. Of course, it's been really hard. I've had some amazing girlfriends, I would say Raki, Maria, Anita, come over and help us pack. Okay, here's my dirty little secret if you haven't been following me yet on Instagram. So here's a little background story. My parents, like many Asian parents, are not the most, we'll say, stylish people when it comes to styling their home. You know, we like pile shit on top of shit.
They do not embrace the minimalist attitude.
No, quite the opposite.
That's to put it mildly.
I wouldn't say my parents are clinical hoarders, but definitely there's, they probably half their space is not usable or livable because they have so much storage.
Stuff.
And it's a conversation that I've been telling my parents, like, you guys got to clear your stuff out. Like, this is stagnant energy. It doesn't feel good to be, you know, in, literally, you go in the living room and there's boxes upon boxes. And I'm like, I don't understand this. But it is not my home. And my parents don't seem to mind for some reason. So it's my problem. And so of course I'm like, I swear I will never freaking be a hoarder. I'm never going to be a hoarder. Okay, you guys, I was chatting with another girlfriend whose husband is Asian and she's like, oh my God. I'm like, is this a first generation Chinese Canadian thing? Asian Canadian thing? I'm like, okay, whose parents are hoarders? I don't know. But so crazy. If you look, so super like stylish home on the outside, but when you look in the nooks and crannies of the places in my home, oh my gosh, you guys, I am like a secret hoarder. I did not realize this until I had to pack. And Maria and Raki are over and they're like, oh my God, Roz, this is expired. It was like makeup from years ago and I never use, but it just, you know, you kind of think, oh, I'll use this, and then you chuck it, or like you just put it in the corner and you forget about it. I was like, oh my gosh, like literally I had not purged those places in forever. So I realized that I hoard makeup, jewelry, clothing, essential oils. Now, I even though I use them, it becomes like an excessive amount.
There's just too many of them to use them all practically. Yeah.
Yeah. What else do I hoard?
Books, but that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, if you actually use them. Yeah. And that's no secret. I knew about that one. Just like, wow, we had like 6 bags, maybe even more actually, of donation for clothes. And that's with all of us.
6 of the big blue recycle bags, not just grocery bags, but the big recycle bags.
Yeah. Huge. So it feels so good to purge. Oh my gosh. And it's not like it was my first time purging, but I just realized that, wow, I am actually more like my parents than I thought it was. And this is kind of interesting, to have that expanded awareness, let's say, and being in a place that has no basement, so you can't put your shit down there, you know? And it's half the size?
And our closet space is quite limited here compared to our house. So that may be another, a purge when we get here too, because we're not going to be able to fit everything here. So, downsizing in terms of total volume, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to invite us, I'm not going to say force, but invite us to be more minimal and be more conscious about what we decide to keep. And I would say I had this as a rule that I totally didn't follow. It's like, if I buy a new piece of clothing, I need to purge a piece. I never freaking did that. I would buy, but I would not purge.
She was good at the binge part, not so much the purge part. And you know, one term that a lot of people in our circles use when they get rid of things is just to release.
Yes.
Yeah. And that feels, it just feels better. It feels like you're lightening your
load.
The load, right? It's a great term to use. I love that. We release things.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it goes in the garbage or donation or whatever the case is, just release it.
Yeah. And you know, it really makes me think like, whoa, where did I get this? Like this sort of like secret hoarding behavior. Well, obviously my parents. Mm-hmm. And what's the mentality behind that? So, you know, I really heard like, well, save money. There's still a teensy little bit. So don't put it to waste, you know, make sure you use it. You bought that, so you should use it, like the shoulding, right? And the thing is, you don't use it, it takes up space in your life, and then becomes stagnant energy. No. So it feels so good to release. It feels so good to put all my clothes into a bag and then donate, so contribute. Right? Someone else will see this as treasure. Like, oh my gosh, I remember as I was purging my closet, I really love my clothing. And there is some really great energy with some of these pieces, meaning memories. And yet I realized that the clothing itself, even though it comes with great memories, you know, it's starting to deteriorate a little bit. It's not looking so brand new anymore. And I don't even have them worn in like a few years. So why am I holding on to it? And so I think that what I realize is it's okay to, I'm remembering the good times this piece of clothing has given me, and that I'll always have inside me, but I can release the material thing. It's not a big deal.
And the should part was interesting too, because I even bought some clothing a few months ago, and you know, over time shirts kind of change shape after you've washed it a few times. And it was hard for me in my own head, like Roz said, the shoulding, I should keep that because I just bought it not too long ago, but really if it doesn't serve me, then why should I keep it? So I released it as well too. And it felt good. It was a bit of a stressful situation, but, you know, it was for the greater good because we released it.
Yes. And so
How have our kids been? Well, I think our kids, especially our oldest, is a little bit of a hoarder too. he's a little bit more like my parents.
He likes collecting things. Yeah.
Crystals is one of them, which isn't a bad thing.
Crystals, pop cans, rocks, car logos, like whatever, you know, just stuff that's kind of fun, but not too useful at all.
Yeah. And it just creates a huge cluttery looking mess. So what we've decided as we moved here is practice being minimalist. Probably not to the pure state of that, but definitely being more mindful about what we're going to buy and also keep and purge regularly.
And I think a good motivator too is, you know, we have to move back out of here in 10 months. So do we want to move all this stuff over again? Well, no, because I did a lot of moving and I was pretty sore from it. So, you know, it's a good exercise in knowing what you truly need in your life.
Mm-hmm. And why 10 months? I'm sure some of you are asking, like, why are you saying just the 10 months?
Yeah, well, 10 months fits well because it's the winter. You know, those of you who know Edmonton, Edmonton's the northernmost major city in North America, and it gets pretty darn cold in the winter.
Like minus 30.
Minus 30 Celsius, which is, I don't know, minus 7,000 Fahrenheit or whatever it is. and then Kelowna, even though we're not too far away from Edmonton distance-wise, it is in the mountains. It is, you know, gets some warmer ocean breezes. So I think winters get down to, you know, minus 5 at the worst. So this 10-month period of time gets us out of this minus 30. And I've lived my entire life in Alberta, same as Roz. And I just want 1 month one year without some minus 30 winters and without shoveling snow every 3 days and all that. But like I said earlier on, it's also about embracing the lifestyle that we have here. Like I say, we've got a mountain half a kilometer away from us. I am going to climb that thing many, many times.
Yes. And the fact is, when when it's summer here, the rates actually quadruple.
Yeah, so, we're in a resort, so yeah, the summer rates at the resort are crazy.
Like, let's say $12,000 a month. Yeah. So we much rather invest that money in a different way, which we were actually going to talk. I think this will bleed into our talk in, you know, what are our big goals for the rest of the year and in 2022. So when we come back, Dan's going to share some financial considerations for the rest of the year.
How to jumpstart your new year.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back, love. So, we didn't mention if we did fight in this whole process. Dan and I, in general, don't really, like, we, of course, have
our disagreements. Yeah.
discussion sometimes, and then we need to take a bit of a time out because our inner childs are like clashing. That happened once in the last few days, this week when we were packing. We were actually trying to figure out like, what were we even fighting about? Which is usually the case, right? We don't freaking remember, but it got pretty heated. And our kids were like, Mommy and Daddy, what were they asking? They were like asking, are you mad? Are you mad? And I'm like, yeah, we're a little bit mad. Like, of course, we're not going to try to hide it.
But obviously, if we can't remember what we were fighting about, then it wasn't that big of a deal at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I think just the stress of the move, you know, in any intense situation, you know, everyone's kind of a little bit more stressed out than normal. So.
Yeah, and you're reacting a little bit.
Yeah.
You, meaning we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to make it clear, I'm not blaming just Dad.
and Roz is a second degree black belt in karate, so I'm not going to fight too much with her. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the kids have been handling things really well. You know, I've noticed that they've been sort of distancing from their friends and then binging on their friend time. And then it just, yeah, they're handling things really, really well. We did a goodbye Edmonton sort of thing where they got to visit all their like favorite places and things to do in Edmonton. And then that's what we're going to do here is a Hello Kelowna where we'll really get to adventure and explore, and they're loving this space.
Yeah, I think easing them into this new city that we're in, because to them, Kelowna is a concept. They haven't been here. Roz and I have been here a few times, but the kids, they have not been here. So when we talk about making this big move to some imaginary place in their minds, right, it could be a little stressful in their situation. So I think, easing them into it and not throwing them in to school right away. We've got about a good week before school starts. I think that'll help with their transition.
Yeah. And also kind of like a cool, like, this is how small the world is moment. I was taking Krav Maga, which is Israeli martial arts, aka street fighting. And I joined it about, let's say, 5-6 years ago. And I met a really nice classmate. His name is Kevin. He's awesome. He's actually a pastor. And him and his wife, Cindy, moved out here. I think it was about like 3 or 4 years ago. And I we're Facebook friends, but I kind of forgot they moved out here. And then my Krav Maga instructor, Dave, was like, hey, Kevin lives out there. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. So I reached out to Kevin, reconnected with him when we decided to move to Kelowna. And he was like, yeah, like this is where I live. And it's like 10 minutes from where we are. And his wife is a teacher. And turns out she teaches grade 4 at the school our kids are going to. So it's very possible that she'll be Everest's teacher this year. So exciting. That's how small the world is. So we're going to shift into what are some financial considerations now that we're in the last quarter of 2021? And what are some, we'll tie this into our goals of what we have, babe.
Yeah, and that's, it's interesting, the psychology around money. A lot of people don't want to deal with money in the summertime, but then once September rolls around, people kind of get back into their non-vacation routines and they start to get serious about money again. So I like to tell my clients, this is a time to set yourself up for success for the next year. Because we can all jump into January and we can all say, okay, I'm going to be better with my money. And you know how often New Year's resolutions work? Well, they last for about 3, 4, 5 weeks, and then you're kind of back to your old routines. However, if you set yourself up for success starting in September and October, then you will have a much easier time in transitioning into this routine, this pattern that will give you more success and more wealth.
Right. And just again, Dan and I dive deeper into this. He actually has a worksheet for you to really look at how you go into a relationship with money on a financial, practical level and where it's going. If you want to explain that a little bit more, right in our Manifest More Money bundle.
And there's also, so there's two resources I can provide. Actually, one is exactly that. It outlines where you're spending your money and where you think you're spending your money. It's always fascinating to see, you know, if, oh, I think we spend $7,000 a month in total expenses, but if you're actually spending $8,924 every month, you're saying, well, where the heck does this money go? It's fascinating to see where this money goes. So that's the practical side. But also the psychological side, going over your goals and concerns, especially if you're in a relationship or even as an individual too, but to write out what your financial priorities are is often a surprise to your partner because people don't talk about it. You know, people would rather spend more time planning their vacation to Mexico than they would the rest of their financial future. So when I meet with couples and I go over what their top financial priorities are, they're often cheating. They're looking at each other's sheet because they've never spoken about that before with their partners. Like, how can you not? How can you not know what your partner is wanting to do with their money?
It goes to show, though, how much shame and guilt and negative emotions people go into their relationship with money.
And angst.
Yes. And so we don't feel safe, basically. It's critical to feel safe in your relationship with money at such deep levels in order for you to really, like, and it starts with facing it, right? Having the courage to face your fears and the negative emotions. And as you navigate through that, you build confidence. Confidence comes from taking courageous action. That's the only way you can build confidence, is you got to feel the fear and do it anyway and take that courageous action. And so, you know, that's no different in any part of your life. So when it comes to money, it's the same thing. So many people don't talk because they're scared of how their partner is going to react, right? And so many people, and even with them themselves, they don't want to look at it. They don't want to look at it. How many people accrue debt because they don't look at their money situation.
They just cut up their credit card statements as soon as they get it. And I also believe that people often just want to be heard. If they have concerns about their finances or questions, they just want to be heard by their partner. And meeting with a financial professional is an avenue for opening this up for them. And taking this money course will help you identify what questions that you have and how to embrace those conversations with your partner.
Mm-hmm. This is what we're so passionate about. We love to serve and help people have aha moments. And, you know, we even talk about money dates and what exactly is that. Money dates are so empowering, and it's something that can shift how you go into relationship with money. You can have a money date with yourself. You know, you have money dates monthly with my money team in my business, and we do it in our relationship. It's so important. So we go deeper into how do you set up money dates? What do you talk about exactly? And how do you help yourselves move forward in expanding your wealth? So what are our goals specifically for the rest of 2021? Number one, again, it's always about be, do, have, right? So Dan and I have decided the way we want to be is, you kind of joke about it, but it's like we are living in a vacation resort.
Yeah, it's like a 10-month working vacation. That's what I envision this as.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're really prioritizing family. And we want to play more. I mean, gosh, you guys, I see myself hiking at least 5 times a week, even if it's a short hike. But frig, man, I love, love, love that huffing and puffing going up a hill, a mountain, just like the steepness of it. I see myself really like being here closer to the mountains and water and nature. I know our whole family is going to be activated, like into like this new soul expansion level. I feel like the boys are going to be a lot calmer. They'll still be our boys, of course, like energetic and so beautiful. They are very healthy boys. And yet I feel like they're very also intuitive. I really believe this is the place to help them cultivate their intuition even more and their sense of how they would go into relationship with higher power and spirituality. I know for myself, I am going to become even more intuitive and receiving more downloads and see myself meditating by the beach and or even on my patio because it's right there, the water and the mountains, and really being in the frequency of this wealthy, wealthy city.
And for me, it's another way to connect with our kids as well, too. We've gone on, you know, a few hikes. Edmonton has a gorgeous river valley, but, you know, sometimes my kids have a bit of a resistance to heading out on a hike. Once we're on the hike, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And now we're
literally
steps away from a mountain. We're steps away from the beach. It's going to be fantastic to connect with our kids in this way again. Mm-hmm. Or more so, I mean. Yeah.
So what we're focusing on is building more passive income. We are at a place financially where we can slow down even more. And I'm only 40. You're 42. And, you know, like Dan, you work with wealthy clients. And of course, I'm Dan's clients.
And she's my number one client.
We are in the top of his wealthy clients, you know, and we're grateful. Like we talked about in our money course, we talk about how we built this. You can do this too. It's not too late. It is never too late. And it's so beautiful to be able, yes, does it take work? Yes, it took us work to get here. It took discipline. It took conscious discipline. But gone are the days of you have to work harder and get to earn more money. This is about working smarter and having your money work for you rather than you working harder.
Building these additional sources of income, of investing over time to compound the effects of your wealth, right? Those are the key aspects. There's no get rich quick scheme out there that's solid in any sense. But there's ways to make it happen, and to me, it's not out of reach. It's easy, but you just have to embrace the mindset that will get you there.
And I just want to emphasize what you just said. Making money doesn't have to be hard.
It's not.
So many people make it hard for themselves, right? Because of what we grew up in. If you grew up in poverty, and you are going to have scarcity mindset, but you don't have to stay victim to that. You do not have to stay victim to your money circumstances. You know, like, it's really important, at least to us, we really value time. Time is the most important resource. Your time is the most important resource. What does financial freedom mean? It means having more time. You're not slaving away working, even if you love what you do. I mean, we freaking love what we do. And we also love relaxing. We do.
We work to live. We don't live to work.
And we are type A people, if you can't tell. If you can't tell, right? And we love to relax. Type A people, at the most extreme, which I used to be, is you feel guilty for relaxing. But if you had all the money that you know, like you could never run out of money, you knew that money always had your back, would you actually be doing what you're doing? Would you actually be working as many hours as you are? Would you be struggling if you are struggling? No, you would not choose that. Let's be real. So why are you choosing it now? Educate yourselves. If it's not with us, that's okay. We're not attached. You know, but educate yourself. We don't grow up in school or school systems learning about money. Find a money coach. Get a certified financial advisor. Educate yourselves.
Be open to different possibilities.
And I think this is a whole topic for another day, but I hope I'm not insulting anyone. But, you know, banks are not the best place to get your financial advice.
Yeah, the banks here in Canada, because they are not certified financial planners for the most part. And I would highly encourage those of you who want to make the best decisions about your money to consult the top professionals. And that is a certified financial planner.
Yes. So if you are wondering, Dan's with IG Wealth, and we love IG Wealth. You chose to work with them because?
Well, because not only do we have the practical strategies and top-notch investments, but also there's a human element that we like to incorporate there. If you want to invest your money to align with your ethics, whether it's environmental, social justice, diversity, we have options for that too. If you can make money and do a social good, why not?
Mm-hmm. Right. So really feel into what's important. I think I will end this note on what's really important to you, my loves. You know, fast forward to you being on your deathbed. Or like, you know, you maybe are at your own funeral, you're watching it. How do you want people to remember you? What's a legacy you want to leave behind? Because it's not about how much money you made. Nobody's, you know, no one on their deathbed ever wishes, I wish I had more money. It's about the experiences you wish you have created. People have regrets over what they didn't do. Don't do that. Don't have regrets. Go and do the damn things that you deeply desire. What is it that you really, really want? Why is it that you want that? You know, if you want a lot of money, why do you want that? So, would you really reflect and tune in on this? Go and grab the bundle, manifest more money, elevate your wealth with ease. And you can go to rosalind.mykajabi.com/August-promo. Thank you, my loves, for tuning in. We wish you to have an abundant day.
Thank you.